This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Duty Free Caribbean, Easy Car Sales, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The work goes by so long, and implantation, and me never get paid.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Monday, December 9th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty, and your company right up until 6 p.m. along with...
Yours truly, Mary Jane.
And, of course, we'll be chiming into Abaco in short order.
Yes.
On the flip side of the break, as we get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Roscoe Thompson will be chiming in, as he does each and every Monday. We'll talk some things Abaco and more things national, because, we got a lot of things to talk about.
It's a crazy day.
But listen, before we get started, man, MJ, I really got to thank you for getting me hip to energy.
I was going to say, I noticed that you're drinking.
You know I love you immensely.
Your botanical
to infinity
green.
Plus eternity plus forever plus amen, but... You could preserve that a little bit in this nighttime, too, with
so
the energy.
You were so against smoothies before I introduce you to the smoothies
now,
at Energy. And
listen,
they're so good, right?
They are very good. Big up to the Drew Barrymore. I'm loving that one down there,
yes,
at Energy. Big
the
up
Choco
to
the, Joe.
Yep. Now,
yeah,
now I'm
really
not as
good.
Bold and adventurous as you into that green...
The botanical green, that's my favorite green, and it's absolutely delicious. It's filling, and not only does it taste good, but it makes you feel good after you drink it.
Make you look
you
good.
Actually
you looking good. And
yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I've
the little pounds dropping off.
The
little
chic,
COVID pounds going now.
The Iron Chic, Jack Daniel's belly is decimated.
It's dropped. Yeah, your belly definitely is not as big as it was in January of this year. Now you're not like 8 months. You're kind of like, two months. You're good. You're good.
This post-delivery, girl. Well, get yourself together.
All right. Looking good. Looking much better.
Wow.
Much healthier.
Phone lines lit already. But big up to the crew at Energy, man, out there at KS Plaza. Right now I'm from Naughty Johnny's.
Old Fort Bay, actually.
Crew. Yeah. Old Fort Bay. Yes. Not KS Plaza. Old Fort Bay. Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Right now on the same side. Naughty Johnny's on one end. They on the other end. So I got the best of both worlds right there. But big up to the crew from Energy, man. And don't forget they got the Cable Beach location and the Gladstone Road location.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's all G-double-O-D good. Fellas, really, don't take my word for it. Take MJ word for it. But if you want something to start off right and give you plenty of energy going all day and help you, kick some of them bad snacks in between.
Then go get yourself a delicious smoothie.
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, the Drew Barrymore is really good.
And you can
good.
Get it with the apple juice or you can get it with the coconut water. Either way, it's all G-double-O-D.
And I love Energy because their ingredients are so high quality and you feel it. You feel it in your body, you feel it in your bones. After a couple of days, I had literal energy that I didn't have for a long time. So, yeah, shouts out to Dawn and the crew down there at Energy. Absolutely delicious, delicious smoothies. I just love it. Good stuff.
All right, now we got lots to talk about today. So if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. Tomorrow you can do it.
Okay, sure.
Are you serious? You know.
Sure.
All right, good. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines are NASA open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free and anyone in the family island is 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 6. Get it in, that's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And shout out whoever did the Christmas decorations in here. I like
Isn't
the right angles.
Nice?
No, I like the right angles like you did half of one and half another in a right angle. Yeah.
It's pretty, though. I love the Christmas colors in here. And there are a lot of places around town that are nicely decorated as well. Shout out to whoever did the whole drive when you come on West Bay Street.
Western Esplanade, Fish Fry area.
By the Western Esplanade in the Fish Fry area. It's absolutely beautiful. I love that it's just one color, the white lights. And I think that makes it even better. So shout out to whoever did that. That's a job well done. I was actually impressed with the lights that are out there by Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza. I mean, the parking lot is a different story.
The parking lot still sucks.
The lights out there are huge and they're gorgeous. So, big props out to whoever did
that
as well.
Shout out to Bahama Boulevard too with the reindeers. They look really
nice.
Isn't
that Christmas tree just beautiful? Can we get the people who do the Bahama Christmas tree to do the one downtown? Not that it's terrible this year. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, I feel like we could, zhuzh that up a little bit more. Just a little bit
zhuzh
more.
It up,
just zhuzh it up.
Let's check out the headlines real quick.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And don't forget, new arrivals in stock right now, just in time for Christmas at Fine Threads. And don't forget, they got the 12 days of Christmas coming up. So... got to listen on up for that, all right? For more information, simply log on to finethreads.com or pop on in Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, or the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. All right. Here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian. FNM leadership unhinged, PM says. Davis calls opposition MPs violent. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what hat I'm desperately trying to yuck off right now because, oh, the irony. Oh, the irony. But your party is violent too, though. Because Madam Speaker, when she was on the campaign trail, you remember she showed up with a baseball bat?
I don't know about that.
How she liked dudes with my complexion and straight hair and Dr. Donald.
Did you feel complimented when she said that? That's crazy. Look where you're going.
No, but then remember now you had the chairman getting up in the Senate, going with Mr. Bethel, when he called him pusillanimous.
Well,
retract it, or I'll hit you back with every nasty word you say. I will fight you down. I will fight you down. You would fight nobody down.
Generation Z, silence is violence, right? That's what they like to say. Oh my God, silence is violence when you don't say anything. Well, we've seen repeated attempts to silence the opposition from having their voice heard on something of national importance. So to me, that's terrible. I've heard some people try to, since the events of last week, Wednesday, Black Wednesday, I've heard some people try to, paint this as some kind of, similar to what we saw with the insurrection in the United States. It was far from that. I think most right-thinking Bahamians who witnessed the events of Wednesday would not describe it as violent, the way that it's being portrayed after the fact, but would rather say that, for the opposition, and based on everything that had been happening the past few weeks, that it was warranted. I think a lot of people are of that opinion. So, yeah, some people will label it violent. I actually don't think so. I regret that there were persons that were injured, maybe in the, the melee.
I just think they were mad they couldn't get the flag out of Adrian's hand. That's all. He was holding on tight like the Eastern Road, boy.
You know how much he loved that flag?
My God.
Oh, my God. I need someone to love me like Adrian loved that flag.
I'm right here, baby.
Okay. Okay.
Unhinged.
Yeah.
Several major government employees, including a high-ranking a police official, on indictments in the Southern New York, court of New York. But that's not unhinged.
Right. I think the prime minister should have reserved some of his stronger language that he has reserved, obviously, for the leader of the Free National Movement and members of the Free National Movement for the events that have taken place that have shaken the country. We still have a lot to deal with these indictments. A lot to deal with that unnamed politician who we're still hoping that they actually reveal.
I wonder who.
Because that person may still be sitting in cabinet. We have absolutely no idea who that person is. But maybe he should have some strong language for that and for the leaders of the various departments so we can get some resolutions on that front.
For sure. I mean, we need answers.
Obviously.
Plans to reduce cost of living will be revealed in the new year, PM says. Another plan and another promise and another revelation. Well, I'll wait till the new year. Spare me that. If you can't give it to me now.
I think it would be good to reveal the plans now because we're going through Christmas season.
He might not want to ruin Christmas, that's why.
Well, it's going to be really rough for a lot of people this Christmas. I mean, groceries are extremely expensive. I'm sure that, you know, like myself, a lot of families are kind of cutting back and figuring out what they're going to do, you know, to celebrate the holidays.
How about, you know, spend family time together? You bring the turkey, you bring the ham, you bring the macaroni.
Potluck Christmas.
Yeah,
that actually sounds like a good idea.
Call us, we see you, we'll get to you in a sec. Royal Bahamas Defense Force tightening measures in light of indictment. 7 men arrested in connection with 15 million cocaine bust on Acklands. Grandfather, 62, jailed for 35 years in incest case. And on a lighter note, McCaffrey's Christmas special and Carnival is here. The Carnival is open, baby.
I saw the lights. That's another thing that's pretty on that whole Western Esplanade.
Let me go walk around the Carnival. You in some tight jeans. Let me hold your hand and bite into your elephant ear.
What?
You know the elephant ear.
I have no idea. What is that?
You know the big churros elephant ears that I love so much?
So you eat, is it food?
Man, it's food. It's like a big churros,
like a churro.
And it's called an elephant ear because it's shaped like an elephant ear and you just
Say we did, but don't.
No, let's not and say we did.
That makes sense as well.
Trying to borrow my smack dog. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, so let's get to the phone lines and then we'll get to the break. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
What's happening? All is well?
Yeah, man. What's happening, Mystery?
Hi, MJ.
Hi, Mystery. How are you?
MJ, you're getting us used to you now.
I know.
We're hearing your voice, so don't dip out on us anytime soon.
All right, I got you. I hear I won't dip out, I promise.
All right. Hey, I believe with the Prime Minister's comments, I believe he was trying to flip it. I believe he was trying to pull a Trump on the fine people on each side.
Oh, wow.
I believe he's trying to pull a Trump because the only violence I saw was the violence that the speaker unleashed on Shannon Dawn Cartwright. Get him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the violence I saw when she said, get him.
She sounded really Cruella de Vil, like she was going after Dalmatians.
Yeah, so they unleashed the violence on him. I saw about 5 or 6 brown cockies come running down after Cartwright.
Yeah, that was most unfortunate.
That was crazy.
All right, brother.
Naughty. I just want to tell you, I'll be calling back to let you know what the Bengals can put on y'all tonight, okay?
I hope they do so we can get a better draft pick. I'll see you at 5, brother. Be safe out there.
Have a good one, Mystery.
Hey, Mr. Producer, I need some Cruella de Vil clips. I think we may go there in the flip side of the break. All right, let's get to the calls real quick before we get to the break. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Sparky, what's going on, man?
Well, first of all, Naughty, I guess you might have realized by now that I've lost your number because my phone actually, it burnt up. It just...
You sending out...
No, Naughty, listen to me. This is serious talk. Now, this ain't time to play. The phone actually blew up. So I had to go and get a new phone, and then I lost a lot of information, including numbers like yours and everything.
All right, well, listen, I can make sure I get you mine.
Hold on a second, Naughty, please. Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Sparky.
Yeah, Naughty, give me time here. Listen, I'm not feeling well either, Naughty. I thought you might have known that, but I realized your number was missing from the group and everything.
I hope you feel better, Sparky. I'm going to keep you in prayer.
Yeah, okay, let's get past that. But we're already talking about the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I don't have time no more to talk about PLT and F&M. This and that and that, the Valley Boys and this and that and that. I'm talking about my country, Naughty. The seriousness of my country was happening when foreign governments are telling us about the corruption that was going on. But see, I understand that I might be victimized for whatever I have to say, because you know where I stand. When it comes to this shade and that shade, the heart and that kind. And I say, I've been a PLP all my life. I voted PLP except one time in 1992 when most of the Bahamas went against Finland and brought in Hubert Ingraham. Majority of the Bahamians, even PLPs, voted against Finland. They had enough of a dictator. And we brought in Mr. Ingraham because we needed a change.
So look, it looked like history going to repeat itself, Sparky. That's what you're saying?
I heard a lady in your place just now talking about Black Wednesday. No, that was Red Wednesday. We had a Black Tuesday. Red Wednesday was trying to make a screenplay by Mr. Pintard from Dundas Studio. a screenplay.
Well, hold on. If you ever noticed, sometimes you see like movies remade and they're a lot better. Like the old right. King Kong is, the new King Kong is better than the old King Kong. So nothing wrong with a remix. But Sparky, I got to get to the break, man. What's your point real quick? And I hope you feel better.
The point is what I'm saying, if you give me a chance, then people are calling and jakes. I'm getting Seattle of them talk for days.
Hey, Sparky, I ain't got time for all that. Get your point in. I hope you feel better. Real talk. Let's go.
Yeah, okay. The thing is, I want to say this. Let the junkanoos of the Bahamas.
Well, you could call back after the break because we can get into that.
And the government know. Let the no care about who win or who lose. Just let's have junkanoo and let them other people out there. But go to the JCNP, go to the government, got it right. Who gets first prize? Who gets that? Let Will and everybody go to Bay Street and give the best.
Good stuff, Sparky. I appreciate you. I lost you there, Dan, but I hope you feel better, brother.
Did he say Red Wednesday?
Red Wednesday. Oh,
wow.
I like
okay,
it.
Okay, okay.
Quick break. We head to Abaco. Roscoe, I appreciate your patience. We got lots to talk about. And it's all going down on the flip side of the break as the Monday, December 9th edition of Talking Heads continues. Naughty and Mary Jane in your company. Roscoe Thompson joining us on the flip side of the break. Keep it right where you got it.
Of all they stole away, how many lives they slay. Now them works and slap them in them face. Why are yes, you and your crew can go to well. Cause after we know under your colonial spell, and all those fun that you compel.
NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa dishes. We have the best salads and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now dinner. Each order is made with love and the highest quality ingredients and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of our three locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. West Bay Street and Gladstone Road in the Monroe's Complex, open until 4 p.m. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at NRG Bahamas. NRG, nutrition ready to go.
You try to rest, but go with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Garden 361.
Flavored Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Flavored Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, well. The bonafide preacher could have never. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend. Me bona fire pan a weak at Babylon and the free jack could I never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend.
We're back at ya on the Monday, December 9th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty along with Mary Jane and your company right up until 6 p.m. And don't forget, man, it is the huge 12 days of Christmas going on at John's, running December 2nd, right up and through December 14th. All right, great prizes to give away, including cash and BPL vouchers and Samsung tablets and Super Value gift cards. Yes, man. Yes. They got some Beats AirPods in there, too. You can spin the wheel. Today is the 9th. They got Stanley Cups given away today. So go in and make your purchase. Visit any John's location and enter the win with your purchase. Follow them on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook for more details and updates. But you definitely want to get hooked up with that. Big up to the crew at John's Plaza, Carmichael, and big up to the crew over there at Rosetta, the flagship store. All right, available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right, let's get down to Abaco Roscoe. I appreciate your patience. It's a big Monday. What's going on, bro? You good?
Right here, buddy. Good afternoon, Bahamas. Good afternoon, MJ.
Hey. Hey, Roscoe. I'm good. How are you?
Good. You keeping him in check?
I'm doing my best. It's a hard job. You know
I
that,
know,
right?
I know.
Mm-hmm. My mother is looking down, laughing her behind off, and your pops, too, because they don't. Oh, boy, I tell you.
It's a tough
job. I in the midst of it now, boy. I'm bookended. No, but yeah. Listen, Rob, every week. And not taking away from anything, Abaco. We're going to, you know, get in the eye, dot the I's and cross the T's. But, you know, we really got to talk about some of these headlines that are going on.
I'm with you, man. I think that, you know, after our show last week, Monday, and what unfolded on Wednesday, you know, it's just, you know, it's amazing. And I haven't had a chance to speak to you or talk to you even, you know, on the radio, but. You know, I had mixed feelings about it, and I understand why he did what he did.
Right.
You know, it's sending a statement that, hey, we're the loyal opposition, and unfortunately, the government has been trying to quash us, and where's our voice, you know? And I think that was a statement that the Bahamas heard loud and clear. You know, now I support it. It's done. It seems now we have some, you know, this junk canoe and all these other little things there. It seems like it's trying to cover up what happened last week.
Other small fires, I guess, to distract from the big fires, Roscoe. But obviously, you know, we like you said, we saw the resignation of the COP right after the show. We saw what Sparky coined as Red Wednesday go down. And like I said, I think it was done democratically. Some people want to say it was staged. Some people want to say it was planned. Well, if it was, wasn't the first incarnation of it planned with Salinden and Somalo? But there again, that's the conversation that's here nor there. The magnitude of what happened on Wednesday, when it resonates.
Mm-hmm.
And the... Anyway, when it hit the very hit, before I tie up my tongue some more, it proved that obviously this opposition has traction. This opposition is awoken the sleeping masses that refuse to come out and vote. Because I had people call me personally and say, Bulla, I going from a voting card now, man. And when I hear those enter that the message has hit, stern supporters that were nailed to the couch, Roscoe, they wasn't moving. Only Jesus could have got them up off that couch. Well, Red Wednesday, maybe Jesus sent the message, but they're getting up off the couch.
Yeah.
And they're talking
I've had the same thing over here with people being a little hesitant to, you know, they're checking, saying, hey, Roscoe, do I have to register? Were you on the register in 2017? If you were, no, you don't. Because it's a continuous register. The only thing you have to do now is if you move from one pool and division to another is to go and let them know that you are, you know, take an electricity bill or water bill that you're now living in another area. So, and just to say, even that the Speaker of the House feared for her life. I mean, come on. How much more dry?
Yeah, that was hyperbolic, I think. We watched it. We didn't see anything to be fearful of. I didn't see anything. Let me say that. I didn't see anything.
She dramatized that. Drama queen.
I think she was playing some victim after the fact. You know, when you realize that your mouth signed a check that your butt can't cash. Then it became, let me become victim. I was in fear for my life. I mean, were you in fear for Mr. Cartwright's life or Mr. White's life when you said get him?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, all of them, because they locked elbows. They were making a statement. I mean, did it have to be handled the way it was handled by the police? And that, you know, that was a show of force, you know, that, and especially in the house. Now, I'm not saying what they did was right, but I understand why they did what they did.
Right.
See, let me tell you who I have fought with. I have fought with Prime Minister Davis, Mr. Fred Mitchell, indirectly Mr. Chester Cooper, or whoever makes these decisions to appoint after election, who's going to be minister of this, who's going to be minister of that, who's going to be Speaker of the House. They all know full ready, and in my humble opinion, nice lady, had her on the show.
But you like the speaker, right? You told me you like.
You know why? Because I feel I could sit down with Madam Speaker, drink a couple of brewskis, and watch a football
game.
But you
just don't agree with how she handled the situation. Okay.
And I think she can make a good hot dog probably too. So I say that to say this. Clearly it's a case of, like, it's like with a coach. When you see a coach on the sideline and you see the game has passed them by, or the game is too big for them and they can't adjust to the big spot, like coming from college to the pros, they're clearly in over their head. And with all due respect, Madam Speaker, I think you're in over your head. And by some miracle, because it could happen, you'll get a second term, they need to give you a different portfolio. Not for my sake, not for your sake, but for Jesus' sake and the sake of the opposition. Because the thing can't work like that. But sometimes you have to embrace the reality. Sometimes people aren't cut out for what they're given and the portfolio they're given. And in this case, it's clear on multiple occasions, she is...
She's unbiased. She's not... She's very unbiased. She will not... You know, give the loyal opposition the right to ask questions, you know, that need to be asked. And that's something that, you know, I said on your show before, and I'll say again, you know, under the FNM, if you'd have seen Minnis or Ingram do that, they would have the PLPs would have criticized them. And this is what I don't understand. I mean, Norty, you're a lot like me, even though I might sit as an FNM, but when Minnis did wrong, I called the party out.
It was right, you know, behind me in line throwing rock at Doc. Yes, indeed.
You know, but to sit here and to see what has transpired in our country in the past 2.5, I'll go 3 years, 3.5 years. I mean, it's unbelievable. And to see that, you know, one scandal after another being swept under the rug or not dealt with and, you know, no repercussions. The only thing I could say is each of these ministers must have dirt on the other one. That's the reason why none have been moved.
Listen, you have to be objective in that capacity, Roscoe. And I mean, that breeds the conversation is, do we have an independent Speaker of the House?
No, you don't. You don't. You have a biased one. You have one that's biased.
No, I'm saying moving forward. Exactly. But moving forward, when I say independent, one of non-political affiliation to either party. Excuse me. Somebody who's experienced, who's been there before, who could call it right down the middle.
Yeah.
Who has no skin in the game.
Agreed.
Because I believe this present incarnation that we have as the Speaker of the House is in way over our head. But before we get to the break,
you MJ got some text. Text messages. Yeah, man. All right, so... This caller says, good day. Our prime minister does not represent himself as a strong leader. It's like he's afraid or incapable of making hard, stern decisions. Prime Minister Christie was the same way, in my opinion. We need leadership. There's another texter, and this texter says, great show as usual, Naughty. Tell the older people stop listening to Master P, the ice cream man. Because after listening to that song, anyone would... You know, I've been in radio for like, 15...
And I know what that is.
And I don't even know what Master P they listening to.
Jonathan, behave yourself. Oh, that's my goodness. All I can say.
Anyway, all right, so...
But listen, sometimes your friends got to reach out to you and let you know. So as we go to the break, let me dip in to my morning radio past. Don't tell me stop. I'm going to do it anyway. Please don't round me. I want to play this song for you, Madam Speaker. Let it go. I got to play the freight. Because when I hear this song, you come to mind. And I don't mean this in a bad way. I'm saying this in a good way. We've accepted the fact that you're in over your head. We want to get you out and get you where you need to be. Because it ain't the house.
Coming down to nothing more than apathy. I'd rather run the other way than stay and see the smoke and who still stands. And everyone knows I'm in over my head, 8 seconds left in overtime. She's on your mind, she's on.
All right, we're going to get to the break. Flip side of the break, we'll continue the conversation with Roscoe Thompson and Abaco. In addition to what transpired since we spoke last, we still got junk new to talk about. And we're going to go over a little bit into the 5 o'clock hour. Callers, light it up. I see you lighting them up. We'll get to you in a second. Texas, we'll get to you in a second. Because, Roscoe is in Abaco, so he could chime in impartially. Y'all got Jungle Groups in Africa, Roscoe?
Yeah. It's not just like Nassau, but yeah.
Who they are? The Conky Jersey.
Spring City Rockers.
Spring City Rockers. All right, let's go to the break, and then we'll talk about Jungle Groups, all right? And a couple more things as the Monday edition continues. But let this fray play out. Madam Speaker, man, it's your song.
The wait is over. That safe, guaranteed investment opportunity that you've been waiting for has finally arrived. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. And as of Thursday, November the 21st, all Bahamians, for as little as $100, can begin to save for their future. The investment rates are fixed and guaranteed with terms for 1 to 6 years. So you can't lose. Mark it down. Thursday, November the 21st. Get your Bahamas Government Savings Bonds. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for more details.
Bring flavor home for the holidays with a KFC Festive Feast. Create timeless memories with a $20 KFC Festive Bucket, brimming with 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits. Or decorate the dinner table with a mega Festive Bucket featuring 8 pieces of juicy chicken, 4 biscuits, a large corn and mashed potato duo with a side of gravy, and 4 of our new pumpkin dessert biscuits. Crunch the holidays however you want, and let us do the dishes. KFC Nassau, it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options, means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
We're back at you on the Monday, December 9th edition of Talking Heads. We're going back to Abaco with Roscoe Thompson live. And Roscoe, like I said, we talked about the situation with Madam Speaker, but where do we go from here? I mean, as far as we go from, that outburst, into the John Canoe outburst. I mean, you and I grew up watching John Canoe. Now, maybe we never claimed a particular group, but we were sure on Bay Street watching people having a good time, and it was always boiled fish somewhere afterwards in the wee hours of the morning, correct?
Right, correct.
With a nice cold brewski. We won't call any names because we don't want to upset nobody, and some of them wasn't invented back then, and then some of them became invented, but hey, the bottom line is you have fans like us of John Canoe. Then you have the John Canoers who get into it, who it's their thing, it's their Super Bowl.
Right.
It's become part of the culture. But now, as in everything else, it's become overly politicized to the point where here we are.
We
it's kapunkle up.
Let me say this. You know, being in John Canoe with my wife here at Forsyth's, the Falcons, and Spring City Rockers, Murphytown Superstars, Green Turtle Slammers. You know, the different
Green
groups.
Turtle Slammers. I like
what
them, man.
I
like
love
them.
That name.
Green Turtle Slammers. That's my official Abaco Junk in the group.
I like that name.
You know, it's I've always, at heart, I've always been a Saxon, okay?
Me too.
Let me just say that. But that does not mean what I've seen transpire, you know, with the split in the Valley Boys. And my take on it, and it might not be the right take, but the way I look at it, if they both agree to use different names this time until the court case is heard, I do agree that either one of them shouldn't participate at this point in time, because it's before the courts. Because which one is Valley Boys? Which, you know, it might come out afterwards that, hey, this group gets it over this group.
I see it. Kind of like you regarding the name, but a little bit different. I feel that if you're going to break away from the group, come up with a new name.
Right.
Just like Roots did, and One Family did, and Genesis did. Somebody come up with a new name. Problem solved.
Right.
Now then you go into A category, you face off on each other, and you beat the brakes off each other for bragging rights, and then it goes from there.
Well, I agree. If they did have a split from what the main group, and the main group is still a functional group, then that new group.
And mind you, the new group, I get a lot of the points where they're coming from. They wanted transparency, accountability. They wanted elections. They wanted meeting on times. Listen, I stand for all of that in an organization.
Yeah.
But there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. And just as it was wrong for the original entity not to have the meetings and the transparency and accountability numbers in and into positions, the new group, you did it wrong, in my opinion, by not just taking a new name. Get a new name. And keep it moving. And then, go ahead.
I mean, you can always fight that at the end of the day. I mean, at this point in time, you know, I don't want to see John Canoe canceled because, you know, I don't think it would be because it's a national festival. It's not a,
but
you know,
sadly,
one group or one person type thing. You know, it's not a Roscoe or a Naughty or an MJ thing. It's...
But, you know, I look at
it. Yeah, no, we definitely need to have John Canoe. I just think that it's so sad that we're like, what, the second week in December, and now we've gotten to this point. I watched the names, the numbers pulled on the weekend, and I thought, okay, well, they have it set.
Boy, Saxon coming out the gate last. That's a sweet spot for the Saxon. I don't need no Sally from the Valleys either or.
You can
moaning and complaining like
that,
you all do.
Can you imagine if they put that new group behind behind your Saxon?
No,
hello. Hot, right?
No, hello.
I just think that what we've witnessed in terms of the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture dealing with this, we said this has been brewing for months.
And he's done some other things well, but this,
why
in my
has
opinion,
this
needs
not
some
been
work.
Resolved? Why are we at the 11th hour? Why are we at the point that they're threatening to cancel John Canoe? And let's be honest, if the groups decide, despite whatever the government, you know, threatens
show,
or says,
they're not going to show,
then we still have a very peculiar situation on our hands. But I'm trying to figure out why it wasn't resolved up to this point. And now that we are at this point, we need a quick resolution. I know that they have a press conference
tonight,
and I'm going to be listening to that because I'm really curious as to whether or not we're going to lose John Canoe over a fight over a name that I feel should not even be happening right now.
And I'm go ahead, Russell.
Hey, and listen, we had an incident a couple years ago before Dorian when we went down. At that time, Michael Pintard was the Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture.
Right.
And Forsyth's, we came in for Junior John Canoe, and we rushed, and it rained, you know, while we were rushing. And they could not crown an official winner. An unofficial winner was the Forsyth's Falcons because not everybody came out to rush the second last, you know. So I do understand when it comes to making some sort of decisions, and we have to weigh all of what has happened and transpired, you know, in regards to that. It's in a way I'm glad I'm not in Junkanoo like I used to be,
right.
You know, building the costumes and all that stuff.
Right.
I mean, it's a lot of work. I know what goes into it. You know, when you have people tell you, hey, y'all could go into the B group and put up a fight, you know, as a high school, I mean, that's a compliment, you know? So, I mean, it's understandable. And I think the circumstances that are around what's happening right now have to be weighed out. Naughty, I agree with you. If they are the ones that split from the Valley Boys, then they should have put a new name and a story, you know? Just as you said, when Roots, One Family, Genesis, all of those that decided to go away from the main groups, they changed, they formed a new group.
There's a lot of noise in the market about it. But at the end of the day, if the groups stand unified with the JCNP,
yeah,
there's not going to be any Junkanoo. Has it been politicized, whether it should be or not? Yes. It's another form or tradition or entity in the Bahamas has been, you know, sullied by politics and the like. Now, here's something else that just came through, and I thank Mr. Producer for this. Apology for cancellation of today's press conference. Dear media, we sincerely regret to inform you that the press conference scheduled for today, December 9th, by the Junkanoo Corporation of New Providence, JCNP, has been canceled due to unforeseen circumstances.
Mm.
We understand the time and effort you invested in preparing for this event, and we deeply apologize for any inconvenience this may have caused. The JCNP remains committed to keeping you informed and engaged. A new date for the press conference will be announced shortly, and we will ensure you receive all relevant details in a timely manner. Thank you for your understanding and continued support. Should you have any immediate concerns or questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. Sincerely, Kendini Campbell Moss, Public Relations, Junkanoo Corporation of New Providence, JCNP. Well,
sound like some wrangling going on behind the scenes,
hold
right?
On. Thank you for your understanding and continued support. Should you have any immediate concerns or questions? Okay, well, MJ and I are reaching out to our coworker who comes on Tuesdays right here. Mr. Producer, we need a statement. Inside source, we need a little hookup. We can't wait for them to reschedule. What's going on?
Yeah.
I want to know what's going on because this
sounds
to me
like wrangling.
No, what about maybe possibly a deal being cut already?
It sounds like some wrangling, like a deal may be cut in the background, which is what should have happened from the beginning. Why wasn't this resolved before? Why is it so public? Why are we being threatened with possibly losing our Junkanoo? Why is the JCNP being threatened with possible legal action from other entities? I mean, it's all ridiculous at this point, and we don't have time for it.
No, Naughty and MJ. And Roscoe, Davis Junkanoo Group have to do what they call an exhibition and rush with the fun crew. They can go in the A category. They have to toe the line. They have to pay their dues.
This texter says, good afternoon. Let the government know we are not distracted with Junkanoo hysteria. Did the Minister of National Security, Provost Marshall, and all who are directly under commissioner resign as yet? No, texter, they have not resigned as yet.
Boy,
we put a pin in that.
Marshall, boy, you on that texter, boy.
We're going to put a pin in that.
All right, what we're going to do is we're going to go over a little bit. Roscoe, you got a couple minutes, right?
Yeah, buddy.
All right, we're going to go over to 5 o'clock. We're going to talk Junkanoo. We're going to open up the lines. I want to know what's your take on it. I mean, the good, the bad, and the ugly of it. Everybody got some good points in all of this, but how do we make this right? What's the solution? I say just change the names and let's get it on. Put them in A category and let's do it.
I watch people calling for elections now if this job's going to be canceled. Like, ring the bell if y'all cancel Junkanoo. Ring the bell.
Mr. Brave Davis.
Mr. PM. Be very careful.
It seems like he's got his hand in everything, man. It doesn't matter what he does. It seems like he is involved or has his hand in everything. If it's Junkanoo or, you know, Ryan or this.
I'll tell you this. If Junkanoo get canceled, you will snatch that worst prime minister ever trophy from Dr. Hubert Minnis in an instant, in one term. You better let's get to the break before I say too much. We'll be right back.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa, soy yo, Cuban Willie, and it's time for my numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And today is Monday. I have a three ball special. The 6-7-1. 6-7-1. The three ball for Monday. Play it and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Duty Free Caribbean, Easy Car Sales, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Monday, December 9th edition. A Talking Heads, Naughty along with Mary Jane and your company right up until 6. We got Roscoe Thompson joining us for a few more minutes into the 5 o'clock hour. But you know, when I think back, MJ and Roscoe, this is so typical of the Valley. To be involved in controversy.
There you go.
To be involved in finger pointing.
There you go.
Carla, we see you. We're coming to you right now. It's not the first time. I remember one time, the Sox won every category on Bay Street. And still lost the parade to the Valley.
How's that possible?
It's called Valley math.
Oh.
And under
Valley math.
And under
I need a Christie, that math in my
and
life.
Under a Christie administration or a part thereof.
Hey.
Yeah. And then there was the other time when the judges got busted judging the Valley on the side before they even hit the parade. They was giving them points before they even hit Bay Street.
What?
Anyhow. Lord bless the dead. My good friend Peter Gilcutt should have been here, boy. My God. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey there, buddy. Listen, man. How long was his name was running the group? Adley.
Mr. Brian Adley?
Yeah, Brian been running it for a while.
Okay. Now, how that look?
And when I say for a while, if you go back to my 94.9 days, Brian has been coming in when Bodie's show first started there talking Valley boys. So Brian been around at least 20 years later. At least.
Okay. Now, this fella, what's his name? The Davis gentleman. He won a group on whatever. They won Breakaway. So why he can't break away and give themselves a different name?
Listen, I've spoken.
Or he could instead the Breakaway Valley boys or something like that in it. Because what they're doing ain't making no sense. You want leave. He been running it for a little while. So by rights, he's the owner. Gus running for a little while. I ain't know if Gus hasn't read it, so what they running on with. So, and I's a Valley fan, I can be honest with you.
Sorry to hear that.
And this nonsense where Davis won lead and this and that, and he didn't tell him. Then he won form a group, then form his own group. And them other group leave, them other, one family leave, the Saxons, and they right. Name themselves one family.
Right.
Genesis come from the...
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we've seen all the transgressions. We've seen, okay, this one left this one, and they became this one. Or transformations, not transgressions.
Yeah, well, I don't see why he is causing all this confusion only because of who they is. No, man, that doesn't matter. If Brian Ali been the leader for over 20 years or whatever, then he should be the leader. I mean, come on.
And like I say, if you want to...
The minister, they playing politics with this thing, man.
You and I agree. Listen, if you want to break a bait, that's fine.
Yeah.
But just change your name, then you go.
Thank you.
We've had people leave the Saxons before and name change. We had people leave the Valley before and change name. We had people leave other groups and change the name.
Thank you. Like we just said, Genesis break off, Ruth break off, one family break off. So what? So all you got to do
my
is
thing is get a new name and then go take you behind on Bay Street and see who the best man is.
It's a bunch of nonsense. Then he won't come. He won't care to watch the game with him.
In all fairness.
And the man was running it from that time, man. Hey, anyway.
In all fairness, Mr. Davis is a longtime friend from the Alpha Sound days and beyond. So in all fairness, in all disclosure, I've told Trevor. The name change is the crux with me. I understand you had some issues with the original entity, which you should, and which you should make noise about. But if you're prepared to leave, then just leave with a new name and do what you got to do.
And other groups, like we say, they did it before. So what's the big thing? Because of who we think he is, man, he's joking, man.
All anyway. Right. Good stuff, man.
Thank you, Carla.
We'll soon. Thank you. Roscoe, we're going to wrap things up with you. But like I said, in addition to that, again, to me, it's like politics. Don't let it muddy the waters.
Yeah, well, one good thing is, Naughty, you don't have the COP to intervene right now.
All right.
I had to throw that in.
You throw that in. All right.
And I hate to say it, but there should be a couple more that follow him. I mean, I know we're on John Canoe, but...
No, that issue hasn't died down. Trust me, that has not died down at all. That's at the forefront still.
Let me
say this about John Canoe, Naughty. I mean, it's part of our culture. It's been there from when I was a kid sneaking out, going down to Bay Street, you know, even being involved in Junior John Canoe from D.W. Davis with Mr. Ross and my wife to here in Abaco. You know, it's part of me, and I hate to see what's happening, but politics should not play any part inside John Canoe. I might be wrong, but I don't think I ever recall Minnis, you know, being involved, you know, to instigate or, you know, make way.
No, you're just happy blowing the whistle.
Right, or shaking his cowbells. But I don't think you, if you have a beef with the Valley Boys and what happened, then you call for an elections. If you can't get it and the person is voted back in, you split away, you become your new group, whatever it's called. The Valley Boys belongs to the original.
Yeah. All right, Roscoe, well, I appreciate you, man. All the best. Have a great rest of the week in Abaco. Regards to the family. And we'll talk soon, man. We'll do it again next
Monday.
Nice
to talk to you, Roscoe.
And I'll make sure MJ's here.
Thank you, MJ. Y'all keep NASA on lockdown. I'm glad it's y'all and not me in the beautiful city, as I would say.
Don't worry. You soon see us down there with them green turtle slammers sooner or later.
To Abaco. Have a good one, Roscoe.
Good afternoon, Bahamas.
Take care, Roscoe. Thanks as always, man. All right, let's get to the score real quick. Carla, hit us right back, man. We went to get you and it kind of dropped. So hit us right back, Carla, and I'll take you before the break if you get your call back in. All right? So I give you a couple seconds to hit me back, and if not, then on the flip side of the break. It's all good either way. And on the flip side of the break, we will be talking sports. Pearly will be zooming in. Got Todd Isaacs and Lucius Fox downstairs. Don't blink, home run derby. Be doing it again. My nephews are all growing up, man. They all in the major leagues. They get ready to do big things. I'm like the proud uncle in here, man. I remember the first one, and I remember last year's, and I'm looking forward to this year's, as always. And one thing, you know who's looking forward to it.
Our boys.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
One is upset that he's going to miss it because he's in school, and one's just raring to go. Big bad bomb in. Big bomb coming. So we'll talk that. We'll talk with Pearly. We'll get you your picks for the night. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And we'll have a solid final 15 to take you home. So all you got to do is keep it right where you got it. The Monday, December 9th edition of Talking Heads. Naughty along with Mary Jane and company right up until 6 p.m. continues right after this.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic. And for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Flavid Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Flavid Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
It's that time of year again, and Colombian Emeralds International wants to show our appreciation to you, our valuable customers, with our annual Customers Appreciation Day sale. 50% plus an additional 15% off on Friday, December the 13th and Saturday, December the 14th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at their Rawson Square and Port Lucaya Freeport locations. There'll be prizes and surprises every hour. So come and celebrate this holiday season with some sparkle and give the gift of memories that will last a lifetime with Columbia.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, well. We burn a fire, but we got Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown. Me burn a fire, but we got Babylon and the free jack. Could I never and abuse me, I leave them with the frown. The way goes by so long, and them plantation, I me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many life them slay. Now them works, they slap them in them face. Why are yes, you and your crew can go to well. Cause after we know and that you colonial spell, and all those fans that chin that you compel. And all those books you stole away, all those kids you led astray, wait on your judgment day. Babylon, me burn a fire, burn a week at Babylon and the free jack, could I never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown. Me burn a fire, burn a week at Babylon and the free jack, could I never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friends. See ya, get a youth me, I beg you be wise. Cause pirates them we strike by night. I want come trick you with them black and white. Whoa, Lord, hey. But be careful what you sign. Cause some things get you victimized. And it will get you paranoid. So burn them out. Fire burn and we got Babylon and the freedom. And though they try to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friends. We burn a fire burn and we got Babylon.
We're back at you on the Monday, December 9th edition of Talking Heads. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. We're talking sports like we always do. We got Pearly zoomed in. What's going on, Pearl?
Hey, Pearly.
He might be on mute.
Mute.
Unmute yourself, Pearly. Stop bragging about your Dodgers and unmute yourself, darn it. MJ, of course, is going to be right with us right up until 6 p.m. But my pleasure to have in studio with me. And forgive me if I get a little emotional. I'm like a proud uncle now. I've watched these brothers them grow up from the peach fuzz to the full beards and everything in between. Pearly probably going to feel a little emotional,
Pearly,
too.
Hey, Pearly.
So, you know, and especially with Junior over here, Todd Isaacs Jr. I know him running around like a little rug rat at 94.93. Really, give me Donald for hot potty and invite him on.
For real?
For real. Yeah. I know him. Cool. Me and his pops were together for years.
It's
Gotcha. Then you got Lucius. Yeah, I stay seeing his dad all over town. Oh. And that's always good to catch up with
of
them.
Course.
But I'm just proud of you guys for what you've done, the way you gave back when you initially came in 7 years ago. And obviously each year you come back and it's important to give back to the community, to baseball in general. And obviously, you know, you set a foundation for those guys that want to chase in your footsteps to see exactly what it takes to get where you need to be. So I'm always good to see y'all, man. And on the 7th annual, lucky number 7. You got all kind of events planned, I know, right?
Yeah, we got a whole week full of events. Lucky number 7. 7 years of anything is a blessing. So, you know, I want to give God the thanks and all the glory, first of all.
Always.
But, you know, everything that
we need to
Lucius
put the mic close. I can't hear it.
Okay.
You can hear me a little bit better?
Yes,
yeah, there you
thank
go.
You.
There we go.
Yes.
My apologies.
Hello?
Yes,
no, we got a full week of events kicking off this Wednesday with the kids camp. It's completely free. We have over 300 kids already signed up. So if you late to the ball game, not too late to sign up, or just bring them right there on Wednesday at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium.
Awesome stuff.
Registration starts at 3 p.m. The camp goes from 4 p.m. to 6. So please pick the kids up on time.
6 p.m.
6
really?
p.m. And we're giving them a special prize at the end of the camp. So if you want your kids to come out and be a part of the festivities, learn from the professional ball players, and get a little special treat at the end, please bring them out. So that's Wednesday, this upcoming Wednesday. Thursday, we go into our celebrity golf tournament in the morning. That's completely sold out. You know, we trying to make this tournament the biggest golf tournament in
but
the world.
But just
Bahamas.
Have one extra golf court. Me and MJ
of
can
course.
Just slide
yeah,
through
yeah,
sipping
just
the mimosa,
right,
enjoy
exactly.
the hole, and yeah, we make it a skins
exactly.
game. We'll do our own thing. Don't
exactly.
worry about it.
Exactly. So we got that Thursday morning. And then Thursday evening, we have the celebrity softball game back at the Andre Rogers Stadium.
I like that.
Gates open at 6:30. Game starts at 8. It's going to be an amazing time. It's going to be full of laughs, full of jokes. We have now participating, and we have some local Bahamian celebrities, politicians, models, athletes, a little bit of everyone. So come out and enjoy that. And then Friday is our Mine Overboard Pirate Ship Party. We didn't do it last year. But our players that's from the States that's coming down, they begged us to do it again. They said that that's just part of the whole Don't Blink experience, so we're bringing that back. That'll be Friday. Boarding starts at 8. The boat will leave at 10, so get there on time, because once we leave, we ain't coming back. And then Saturday, obviously, is the Hooman Derby, Bahamas versus the world. Bryce is back to defend his crown, so you know we want
all right.
everyone to come out to Monique on Saturday, bring the energy, bring the noise. The guys that come down absolutely love, you know, this environment, this atmosphere.
And
doing
I'm
it
looking
again.
At a great, great, great weekend. I mean, entire week of events.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like, too, that jumps out for me, you got the Don't Blink and MPB Future Showcase.
Oh, I forgot
at the stadium,
that. Wow,
3 p.m.
important. Yes,
on Thursday.
Yes,
and then
yes.
Friday, again, from 11 to 1, you got the Future Showcase Scrimmage.
Scrimmage, yep.
That's some good stuff right there, yeah. man. I really, you know, like what y'all are doing. And it's a full week.
Yeah,
it's
a full week. Full week, you know, that's just, you know, experience in the Bahamas.
Now, I know Pearlie's probably interested in this as well, and so am I. Who's coming back this year? Who's visiting? Who's coming in for the first time? Let us know.
And who's Team Bahamas? Because that's who I go in for. Right.
Okay.
So who's representing Team Bahamas?
So we're gonna get the full, you know, layout
full
right now.
School, yep.
And then you know you got the whole battle between Team Fox and Team Isaacs is 7,
oh.
lucky 7 out of somebody
no,
going
to
no, break
wait, the
tie. No,
that's only the celebrity softball game now. It's Bahamas
okay.
versus the world.
It's Bahamas,
yeah,
so
yeah.
we want to know who's Team Bahamas.
So y'all left it?
Yeah, we left it at a tie.
3-3. That was nice. I like it. Because you know me, I was jinxing the break.
We don't have to fight about that.
No. We're on the same team.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right,
good. Stuff.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because
you know, Naughty late addition to my team. No, Lordy, I just added him to my team.
No, for real. But of course, we have some guys returning. Your guy Nick Gordon.
Ah, my buddy Nick Gordon.
But
don't call me D.
D Gordon gonna be here.
Oh Jesus, I got fun with him.
He made sure he told me he wanted to play in the softball game, so you can see.
All right,
both
good.
Of them.
So that's good. That's awesome.
We have this young kid Cam Collier. He's a top 3 prospects with the Reds.
With the Reds.
Yeah, we love having our prospects come down because this is like a transition into the big leagues. Mm-hmm.
You got a former champ, MJ Melendez, a couple years ago. He played pretty well for the Royals this year. I mean, he has moments going into the playoffs, mm-hmm. but I mean, it is
yep.
what it is. He was there for the whole year.
Yep.
We have Tamar Johnson returning back. He is a top prospect with the Pirates.
Right.
Those two guys, I'm sure, are going to be in the big leagues next year.
Yeah,
I've heard a lot of good stuff about Johnson because
My guys are very low. I cannot hear. We cannot hear them. They need to adjust their mics.
Hey, Mr. Producer, bring the volume up for Pearly.
Yeah, Pearly says he can't hear our guests.
All right, is that better now, Pearly?
I can hear you. I always can hear you.
He's got a big mouth. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Pearly?
Hello, test the one,
yeah?
Two.
I can hear you, MJ, beautifully.
Okay, great. Awesome.
You can hear me?
I almost dodge you a little better.
I can't see you, man. You got to come back in studio.
Yeah, man. Where you at?
I need to come shake your hand.
Hey, I'm only a phone call away.
Of course. But no, a lot of guys who definitely going to be in the big leagues next year, once they come down, eat this good food in the Bahamas, experience this atmosphere, they're going to be there. Josh Palacios is going to come back. Coming back.
Josh was with the Rays this year, right?
He went from the Pirates.
No, his brother.
Richie was with the Rays. Josh was with the Pirates.
With the Pirates.
Yep.
And you know, like I said, that Tamar Johnson kid, our oldest son goes to Lindsley in West Virginia. Yeah. So that's only right down the street from Pittsburgh. Yeah. But when you're taking that flight in, you sit around, you hear the dudes talking baseball then, and a lot of times you see the old veteran Pittsburgh dudes in that airport talking about Tamar Johnson.
Oh, yeah, they can't wait.
He's something special. We have DJ Gladney, top prospect with the White Sox, crazy power. I'm excited to see him hit. And we have Chucky Johnson, Victor Scott, Isaiah Gilliam, Akil Badu is coming back.
Akil loved this place. He's probably got residency soon.
Justin Henry Malloy, big leaguer with the Tigers as well. Dan Oberis, we have a new twist this year for the event. We have some celebrities hitting on the stage. Well, two.
Okay.
Of course, we have track Olympian, gold medalist, Fred Curley will be hitting.
Okay. Wow.
Fred Curley. He heard it first. That's breaking news. We haven't dropped the rosters yet, so we're breaking news right now.
A lot of people don't know Curley was a good little prospect coming up playing baseball, and the speed took him to the track.
Curley is coming in a batting cage, preparing for the Derby, so we're excited to see what he brings. He's going to be hitting with Team Bahamas.
Okay.
We have Liam with the Bat Boys. You know, he usually have the camera around, but he's been hitting.
Yeah, look, Liam has some shots himself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So he's excited to grace the stage and see if he got what it takes. But for Team Bahamas, we have our own BJ Murray, past winner, Deshaun Knowles, Ryan Reckley, Chavez Young, Bryce Dean.
Loaded.
I saw Bryce today.
Loaded.
Bryce got so much muscle
now. Yeah, bro. He put on like 10, 15. Easy.
He probably win again. Adairi Grant, Toby Simmons, Dante Stott, Sharif Nemar, Javado Bain, Kristen Monroe. That's just to name a few. But
there you go.
These Hall of Famers are going to be down there too. You know, we have Andre Dawson coming now.
The Hawk.
The Hawk.
He's going to be here.
Nice. You know, that's what I'm all about, too. Now, y'all put me in my moment. Pearly and I'm all
old school.
Eric Davis coming again?
No, he can't.
Eric Davis, man, the last two times he's been down. But listen, great guy.
He loved Bahamas. He loved this event. He loved being down there.
When he found out I was a comedian, he was starting to tell me jokes. And I was like, oh, God, here we go. Baseball stories off of me. But I was sitting there bugging, like, I'm talking to Eric Durant, and there was a point in time where he was one of the top five players in baseball. You couldn't take that from him.
Yeah, he's super special.
Real good guy.
And he give great advice, too.
That's what I noticed.
Every time we sat down with him in the past years, he would always, you know, share his experiences and try to make it easy on us. So we appreciate Eric Davis, and we're going to miss him this year.
Yeah. Who else we got coming?
We have, of course, CeCe Sabathia is going to be there.
There you go.
Mr.
Crooked Jack himself.
Yeah,
you like
him.
Curtis Granderson, Edwin Jackson, of course. D. Gordon, I said already. Michael Bourne, Chris Young.
Hold on. You all said Curtis Granderson. Listen here, man. Curtis Granderson was one top-notch ball player for a while.
That's a Hall of
Especially
player.
For Detroit. I mean, come on. With them Tiger years,
the Grandy man got 400-plus home runs.
The Grandy man. I remember that man off years with the Grandy man.
The Grandy man.
Yes, indeed.
Which is crazy. People don't really know that.
No, and for such a little guy, too.
Nah, Curtis special. But we have major league coaches coming down, too. Eric Young, Sr. and Jr.
Okay.
First base coach for the Angels. And then his son, Jr., just got the first base job with Seattle Mariners.
That's right.
Wow.
So that's special. And then we have Michael Harkey with the Yankees. You know, but it's just special to have a group of guys that these young kids can learn from. You know, they could get advice from and somebody look after them. You know?
That's what I'm most appreciative for. You guys bring those major leaguers right up close at home. And guys can actually see and feel and touch and smell and see what's going on. Hey, this is what it's like. And I know it resonates with some. Some, it resonates like you guys. I got to chase it. I want to be there. and like with jazz. And then there's the other guys that say, you know what, I'm going to do this, and this could put me through school. Mm-hmm. And there's other guys who say, I'm going to maximize it now because mm-hmm. there's multiple sports, but it still lets them feel right there in the moment mm-hmm. that it's hard to get. I mean, you put something on this like in the States.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
You got people from towns all around coming to this. Yep. So that's why I've always implored, and Pearlie's always implored the same thing, come out and support you guys.
How happy have you guys been with the response these past few years? I know it started at a certain point when you first began, and now it's 7 years later. Are you impressed with where it is now? Are you happy for the response from the community?
Oh, yeah. But the Bahamas shows out every year. I feel like now is at the point where everyone around town is waiting for the Home Run Derby to come.
Absolutely.
It's become a December staple. Yeah, it's exactly. become part of the calendar. Yeah. I got to give you
it's
that.
It like kicks off the winter holidays. And I think, you know, just the fact that we do so many community-driven events.
Right.
That we get to show our guests coming in the Bahamas, but also the Bahamians, you know, show these players in a light to where now our Bahamians and the people that attend the event could see them as a human being
right.
versus not to play in a uniform. So I think that's what makes this so special, and I think that's why we continue to get the support every year is because our event is so unique that it's not nowhere in the sports community around the world that you'd be able to attend the event where you could meet the guys in the uniform as human beings. And I think, you know, what we do every year, we create a platform for them to just be themselves.
And you're such an inspiration to the younger players. I first heard of this event, of course, through my husband, but my sons, every year, they're like, okay, we go in a Home Run Derby. Like, it's no question. They don't even ask. They tell me. They're going, you know?
Big Joe is so mad right now that he's in school. He's like, bro, you got to send me pictures live. Do it live. I am so mad. This is the first one I go mess. And, of course, I was like, I got you, Jersey. Calm down. Relax. Take a make sure you're straight. But he's looking forward to a big year up there at Lynn's. He's going to play first base for him. Yeah. Thank you guys for that, too, because
he's
guys have brought in the coaches.
On the younger
and
players.
He was quite prepared knowing going away what he was up against just from talking with you guys and being able to just y'all rub off on him over the years. The youngest one, he ready to go now. But he got a big little bit. But he ready to go.
Yeah.
But like I said, and y'all will see him. And trust me, he's almost catching you on now, too.
Oh, I can't believe it.
He's almost 6 feet, yeah.
Wow.
But that's what's important, that you have made it possible, not just
You've
for now,
the next
but
generation.
For future generations. Mm-hmm. And I think you guys got something with this long after baseball. Mm-hmm. You guys still have something with this because the way Major League Baseball goes and programming and year in and year out, there's tons of stuff for you guys to do. So I'm glad to see you doing it. I'm glad to see another week has come. And it's like you said, it's part of the calendar. People write it down. They like it. And there's nothing like Montague with all our food out there.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
The cool libations, the barge, the jet skis, and the Home Run Derby. That's how the thing goes.
Can't beat it.
That's how the thing. We got the barge again this year, right?
Yeah.
Because you know I like talk smack with
of
the
course.
Barge.
Of course.
And, you know,
of course,
that's how my fun. But I'm proud of you all that. That's what I want. Good stuff. And I'm glad to see that despite your journey in baseball, had some pitfalls and whatnot, you guys are still here. You're still doing it, making way for the next generation. And I'm excited for the next chapter when you guys come to me with, well, I'm doing this now, I'm doing that now. So I'm right there, you know, for you. I support you. And like I said, we got to make it happen this week. Pearlie and I will definitely get out there and support the thing, man. And I'm bringing MJ this year, too.
Yeah, I'm going to hang out
because, you know,
this year.
Yeah,
please.
She can hang out with us and then let Aunt Donnie just go run over.
Yeah, you can do whatever. I'll enjoy it this year.
And Tropical Gyros will be out there, too, man. So big up Chef Coleman, you know.
Of course.
So like I said, and big up to you guys with your sponsors.
Thank you for what you've done. I mean, this is a great event. I think a lot of Bahamians look forward to it. Like I said, the impact for me especially was felt with my boys. So you are very inspiring to the next generation. And that's something that's absolutely priceless, you know, to see Bahamians like yourself be so successful and be able to teach the next generation is absolutely wonderful. So thank you so much.
I just want to thank you for me adding to my Don't Blink jersey collection.
Oh, yeah.
Which I
you got
proudly,
all.
Baby.
You got your touch t-shirts.
Which you actually saw me in the airport one time. I was like, see?
Yeah, that's it.
You just fit it.
I was like, this fresh. Just go to Black Nike straight through, bro. Would you? I'll be fresh.
Yes, that stuff,
you was fresh. You was fresh. No, you saw the ones for this year?
No. Surprise me. I won't get there. You know what I'm saying? And I want to have my moment. Don't let me see it. I want to have my moment.
He doesn't even let me wash those shirts. He's like, don't touch my shirts. I
got
this whole collection.
I got the long sleeve joints. I got the short sleeve joints. I got the t-shirts. Boom. And I like to say, you know, from every year that I can look back and if I don't see him in the majors, I see him doing big things. And that was another thing I was going to say. Nothing like these players. They remember you. I bumped into Dante, I mean, Bo Bichette in the airport. He remembered me.
Yeah.
Then I go to, we go to the Marlins game and Jazz was still there. Yeah. And props to MJ. She got us awesome seats behind the Marlins dugout.
Yeah. Right.
We walk in and we get in seated. And it's the first inning.
And there were some players, right?
So first person who looked at me is D. Gordon. Yeah. And, I mean, not D. Nick. I was like, yes, your uncle, what's going on? And he comes and give me that.
Yeah.
Then Josh Bell turns around. Yeah. You was MC at Jazz event, right? What's going on? Then I look Brinson down at the other end. And I'm like, okay, I'm feeling really
at
home.
Then I turn around and there's
Jazz looking at me. I say, do something. Grand slam.
Wow.
Fourth pitch.
To say that time here is memorable. They obviously enjoy it.
I owe that to y'all because you've made such an impression with your event. They remember the Bahamas. I've met athletes before, done things for them, had them here for camps for Hogan. That's right. I remember you now. Not these dudes. They're in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
and
try
that's
to make
what
it
I really
fun.
Appreciate. And the kids appreciate it, and it's something that we need because there's not many things to do, especially for young men between the ages of 8 and 16 or 17. Mm-hmm. We're losing too many of them to gang violence. And, you know, you guys are a sterling example of how to get out. So I'll always support you guys, man.
No,
looking forward to
you
it, man.
Always, Naughty, but I'm positive you can enjoy this jersey this year.
Sound like I need to be a standard black just to make sure the bottom's covered because everything else should match.
There you go.
I'm positive you can enjoy this.
There you go, man. I am positive I'm enjoying it too. And what I'm excited about too is MJ has normally been either on radio or holding things down or y'all get out the house.
Yeah,
give me some peace and quiet.
Yeah, but I'm going to come out.
There's your heavy tropical gyro in it and drinking some brewskis and Pearlie will be there Wednesday night, correct?
Wednesday night is
the celebrity game,
correct? No, it's the kids camp.
And then after the kids camp,
Thursday is the celebrity game.
Friday is the
man over board.
Yo ho ho and a bottle of rum, drunken sinner, but you know what I mean. The pirate cruise.
Arr.
And then you got the home run derby the next day.
Yep.
There you go, man. Good stuff, man.
And
we
just
will be there.
Just remind our listeners before you get out of here, if they need to get more information, or if they need to purchase tickets, where can they go?
You can follow us on social media. That's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, X. Formerly known as Twitter at DBHR Derby. Our website is www.dbhrderby.com. You can find all the tickets there. You can get all the updates on social media. It's about to be a fun week because I feel this year is going to be the best one yet. What Lucius and I cooked up for this year is going to be absolutely special. So.
Oh, when y'all get to planning, it gets interesting.
Sound like
I
chose the right year to come out, right?
Yes.
Should be fun.
Note to self.
You picked the right year.
Note to self. Plug in any batteries. That microphone might run out. But I want to thank you guys for being here, man.
Yes, thank you so much.
You got to get to the break. And you know, I'll see you the rest of the week, man. It's going to be all good. Tell all my nephews coming back. Uncle Naughty coming to see him. Bringing Auntie MJ and we have a good time. All right?
It's always a good vibe.
And give my best to your mom and dad, Todd, and to your parents too, Lucius, man. Great supportive parents. Real good role models of what parents in baseball should be like. Because, you know... Sometimes it ain't the kids, it's the parents.
Yeah,
and like Leo DeRocha said, I wish I could coach a team often. Sometimes I realize what he was meaning by that. But you guys got the kind of parents that are supportive, and not only for you guys, but for other teammates and for the game of baseball, and I appreciate that, man. So please give them our regards,
and congratulations on seven years of success.
Thank you. No, we couldn't do that without Naughty, Earl on Zoom, and a village in. No, we can't do this thing without you guys, so thank you.
We will be there, man. I'll make sure I drive Pearly out too. That's that's
please.
My sidekick there. We got Pearly covered, man. We can make sure he's straight. All right. So I want to thank you guys. We're gonna take a quick break. On the flip side of the break, Pearly and I'll come out, get you our picks, brought to you of course by the Island Game. And we get you ready for a final 10 or so as we get you home on this Monday, December 9th edition. Don't forget, 7th annual Don't Blink Home Run Derby going down this weekend. Kicking off Wednesday night with the kids camp. Thursday night, you got the celebrity game at the stadium, Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium. Friday, you got the Man Overboard Boat Cruise. Saturday, you got Don't Blink at the only place it should ever be, Montague for sure. But we ready to go. I all for that. Let's make it happen. Fully loaded week coming up at Don't Bring Home Run Derby again. And we appreciate you guys being here. And we will see you shortly. Quick break, flip side of the break. We'll be back to wrap it up.
Plantation, I mean, never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many life them slay. Now they work to slap them in them face. Why are yes, you and your crew can go to well. Cause after we knew and that you could only spell. And all those fans that you come tell.
Bring flavor home for the holidays with a KFC Festive Feast. Create timeless memories with a $20 KFC Festive Bucket, brimming with 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits, or decorate the dinner table with a Mega Festive Bucket featuring 8 pieces of juicy chicken, 4 biscuits, a large corn and mashed potato duo with a side of gravy, and 4 of our new pumpkin dessert biscuits. Crunch the holidays however you want, and let us do the dishes. KFC Nassau, it's finger-licking good.
Are you dreaming of an EV? Now is the time. Easy Car Sales is offering unbelievable deals on 2024 models with end-of-year discounts. Plus, quick and simple in-house financing makes it easy for everyone to go electric. Take a test drive and experience today at EV City on Abundant Life or Gladstone Road. Step into a smarter, more affordable drive with Easy Car Sales, your trusted EV and warranty provider since 2016.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch, conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Joe, want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
We're back at you on the Wednesday. Sorry, on the Monday. I already ended the middle of Don't Blink,
boy. Because I normally come on Wednesday.
And Wednesday, too.
Don't Blink.
No, it's because you normally hear on Wednesday, right. And then obviously gotcha. Don't Blink action, yeah. Too. I can't tell you where to lie. Right. Listen, I got the final, like, 8 to take you home. Real interesting take from Rich Eisen, and this is very true. And I always mentioned this, and I got to give him his credit right now. Pearly, you talked about the Rams being a potential dark horse, getting the receivers back and all of that. Rich Eisen sipping your Kool-Aid today, because Rich got a great take-home today, man, saying the same thing you said, that the Rams could be a dark horse.
I said it was a trap game because the emotion they had in last week's game. I said they're going to be a little down. I mean, Josh Allen had to do a whole lot to keep him in the game. My only thing is he has to do too much for that team. If he has an off day, they ain't problems with that. And it's too close to the playoffs. They're not balanced enough in offense.
But what I saw was your point to the Rams, getting the receivers back healthy, doing what he does, and the defense, by God, if McVay got the offensive choice that he wants, he's going to just outscore you.
Yep.
And once the defense gets him one or two stops.
He's a Super Bowl winner. He's ready.
Yeah, I mean, he's got him and Stafford got the Super Bowl under their belt. The Rams have potential, and if their defense could get one or two stops, that Rams team is going to be a tough out if they make it as a wild card.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough out, yeah.
Now, listen, I got to give your Dolphins credit there, Pearly. 4 out of 5.
Yeah, they held their composure. Aaron Rodgers had his best game of the season against us, but they held their composure. I was cussing the defense every dirty word I know, but they seemed to get their act together in the fourth quarter and had a couple of three and outs and stopped them. And the rookie with the kickoff return was great. Tua, I keep telling people Tua is one of the best foot players, one of the best quarterbacks, top 10 in my opinion. Accuracy out of this world. He was on point Sunday.
Yeah, Tua did.
No, inter- No interceptions again.
Tua didn't let you down, Purdy. I can't lie. All your defense of Tua was worth it because he did not let you down. But let's have a look at the games. You know what we got working in the in pro sports tonight. All right. Courtesy of the Island Game. And you know, it's all about the big NFL takedown with the Island Game. The last prize, the grand draw, and up for grabs, end of the month. All expense paid trip to the Super Bowl for two in New Orleans. All you got to do is set up your Island Game account. Once you've been verified, make a single game or a parlay of $20 or more, and you're going to get registered for the drawing. Play as many times as you want, and the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. And like I told you, that's a great prize. MJ and I have been to a couple of Super Bowls, and let me tell you, it's a
As long as it's not like in Minnesota or another cold place again, because I can't take that. That was negative 11 when we went there. That was, it was fun, but it was way too cold.
Weren't you indoors?
We were, but we had to be outdoors for a little bit to walk into the stadium from the transportation to the stadium.
Snow night.
It was good. It
snow
was good.
Night tonight in sports. Probably one game in the NFL. We got the Cowboys at home taking on the Bengals. Bengals 4.5-point favorites, and it's a over of 50. Listen, I think points are going to go up in this game, but I think at the end of the day, Cincinnati has this distinct advantage because Dallas secondary is in shambles. So I think with a healthy Jamar Chase, a healthy T. Higgins, they're gonna win the game. It might be a shootout, like I said, 38-31. That's what I call 38-31 Bengals over the Cowboys. And thank God other teams won this week. So if Dallas loses, that puts us back into that top 10 pick contention.
I need you guys to get the pan speed of y'all. I need CeCe Lamb to don't catch any passes. I need Jamar Chase to go off.
Why? You ain't beating me, buddy. You see what you up against? I'm about to run you down and beat you and remind you in short order who's your daddy.
I see that, man. I think
you could have your Dodgers. I am the captain in fantasy, buddy.
I figured I could have beat the wife last week, the husband this week. I'd be in good shape.
But no, but the wife beat you last week, and now I got
a couple of points. That's
I didn't
right.
beat a lot of people, but I beat you this year, Pearly.
You did.
You hear that stickiness too? You hear that stickiness? You know where that stickiness come from?
Yeah.
Spurs won last night.
Hey.
Win or lose tonight, I still in the playoffs, and that's all that matters.
That is true. Touche.
But yeah, boy, you know if I win tonight, I get that 1 week bye, and I'll take it.
I know.
Anyway, we got that. So we both agree Cincinnati wins that tonight, and then the only game in the NBA, you got the New York Knicks on the road against the Toronto Raptors. Knicks -7. I like the Knicks. I'll take them in the money line because Toronto always plays really well at home. And the over at 232, be careful of that. The Knicks putting up a lot of points, but Toronto, they got issues on offense. So I would stay away from it or take the under.
I'm going to take the Knicks in the points. I think the Knicks, they're putting up a lot of points. I'll give the Knicks the points. 7 points is not a lot to beat Toronto by.
All right, there you have it. All right, bet it, set it, and forget it with the Island Game. And the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly.
Can I ask Pearly a quick question?
Because
our youngest was freaking out last night with the trade from the New York Yankees with them losing Juan Soto to
And your husband was freaking out too, and I didn't want to talk about it today.
I know he's listening now because his favorite guys from Don't Blink, I know they're here, so he's listening. What advice would you say to him, Pearly, lost his big player?
Because Soto went to the Mets.
He was very sad last night.
The Mets will never be kings of New York until they get 26 more World Series championships, bro. Don't you ever speak blasphemy like that again on this show.
Five out of time.
Not unless they meet us in a Subway Series.
All right. It's not a lot the Yankees can do. I mean, right. Who's out there left? I think Teoscar Hernandez now gives the Dodgers a scare if they may lose him to the Yankees because the Yankees now got that money to
spend. That would be beautiful in a rematch in the World Series and he'd juke you in your eye like Reggie Jackson did. I love it.
I don't know. We just got improved again today. You know, we signed Conforto, the center fielder from the Giants. Took him in a 1 year. I think we get him for like 17. And then we got, then we re-signed Trainer. Back 2 years, $22 million a year, $22 million 2 year contract, $11 million a year. So we got a pretty good. We solidified our defensive outfield.
But Pearly, we got to get to the break. And all you're doing is listening off of you signed. My wife asked you what was your advice for little, you know, and Donnie, and you telling us that
he got right to Dodgers. Okay, we got it.
All right, let's go to the break because that's more blasphemy.
We want to thank our guests.
Yeah, man. Just appreciate y'all, brothers, man.
Always.
All right. Always proud to see you. Always good to see you, man. Proud of you guys. And everybody who chimed in, called in, texted in, good stuff. Mr. Producer, great show as always. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking X.
So burn them out. Fire burn and we got Babylon and them free jack. Could I never get me down? And though they try to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friends.
As you know, when we conducted the playoffs or what segment 2 weeks ago, Wednesday before Thanksgiving, when you gave me the names of seven NFC teams, and I chose for three spots, and I chose the Rams to win the West.
You did, yeah.
Rams to win the West, and by looking at their final six games, I had them losing this one and then winning out, and they win this one. So I'm feeling really good about my opinion, even though the Seahawks had a really impressive game with Kenneth Walker the third out. They uncorked some Charbonnet and served it up in heaping glasses in Arizona. And the 49ers did the damn thing, if you will, the bang thing on the Chicago Bears. But the Rams looking like this, they looked like their Super Bowl season on offense. Now, they do have some pass rushers. They can really put the heat on people, man. Jared Verse, I believe, despite how well the corners are playing, the secondary members of the rookie class in Philadelphia are playing, I think Jared Verse is the defensive rookie of the year. I just love the way he plays, and he is really friggin' good. But if at home, I'm concerned about the back end of the Rams defense, but not concerned about that if they're going to put up 40 like this. Stafford, 23 of 30 for 320, two passing touchdowns, and he's got 10 touchdowns and no picks over his last four starts, and they're 10-1 in December since McVay and Les Snead brought Stafford to Los Angeles from Detroit. This is Stafford time in Los Angeles, and we're seeing it. And many of those wins in December, and certainly the Super Bowl year that I'm talking about, did not feature a guy who's featured now because he was on the campus at BYU at the time. Puka Nacua is a revelation. As I mentioned moments ago, is he the best receiver in the NFL? Bro, ladies,
ladies
out there.
Oh.
I mean, I'm saying bro to you guys in the studio, okay. Obviously, but you know what I'm saying. You got to make the case. He's up there.
He's on the list.
12 catches, 162 yards, one score, and he had a score on the ground. In the history of the NFL, here's a list of players to have 12 or more receptions in a game, 150 or more receiving yards in that game, and score one in the air, one on the ground. The list is Puka Nacua. Wow. This one that we have on the screen here. Hoskins, who's he beaten? Do we know? We can't see the number right here. But this one right here, it was a dime from Stafford throwing it right over the head of the Bills defender, who was perfectly placed between Nacua and Stafford and the ball. And the ball went over his head, and with Nacua in his back, Christian Benford. Okay. And with Nacua having only, you know, a foot of real estate to get his feet down while also catching the ball over his head and holding on to it going down on the ground. That's one of the greatest catches I've ever seen. I'm serious. Come on, guys.
That was sick, dude.
Yeah. And if they can just protect Stafford, they couldn't do it against the Eagles. The Eagles just dominated that line. Which, you know, if they can't control the trench, then Kyron Williams can't go off either. But the Rams are a dangerous team, guys. They're dangerous. They're a dangerous team, and next up for them is San Francisco on a Thursday night before they visit the Jets, and then they're home for Arizona. That is a game I believe will be on a Saturday on NFL Network. I might be calling that game if it happens. Mm. And then Seattle. That could be for all the marbles. That could be game, final game. That could be the last game of the regular season where the winner moves on as the winner of the West or goes home, depending on how the Commanders hold on to that final seventh spot. Could be that. Because Seattle went into Arizona and just smacked them around. Smacked them around.
Yeah, without Walker, that was really impressive.
And the 49ers made one day. So what's more likely? Who would you take for the next 5 years? Caleb Williams or Brock Purdy? I said Purdy. Well, at least one game made me look good. I said I'd take Purdy and Shanahan over Caleb and fill in the blanks over the next 5 years. Once again, the Bears started slow and the Niners started fast. Purdy had 250 yards passing by halftime. So that's this NFC West is great, but I'm keeping my finger on that Rams chess piece, certainly based off of what we saw yesterday. The Rams, it's their second win all time in which they gave up 40 points. The other one was that 54-51 Goff beating Mahomes Monday nighter in the Coliseum that this game felt like, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it did.
Where two quarterbacks were just going at it, both offenses on tilt, although that one, if I'm not mistaken, ended with a defensive stop of all things. This one just ended where Nacua got in the end zone, made it a two-score game. The Bills made it tight again, and then clock management, they went for the onside kick. McDermott said afterwards that it was because they called the timeout because of the fire drill after trying to unpile everybody up and pick them up and get ready. They thought too much time would go off. Oh, and by the way, the last thing is that the reason why they didn't go for the punt block when the Rams were forced to punt it away to end the game and take all the time off the clock is because they didn't have enough guys on the field. Apparently, we're just 9 guys on the field. And if the Bills were just going through last season at this time, McDermott would be flat out on the hot seat and people would be going nuts in Western New York. But 10-3 is not what a lot of people expected. And Josh Allen is the MVP going into week 15. And so things are kind of more hunky-dory there, even though they're now 2 behind the Chiefs. And the Rams, I think, are going to win the West. But we'll see. Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, hey, whoa, hey, whoa, hey. People not fire, fire, we got Babylon and the free talk. Could I never get.